KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Enrollment is up by 4% at Fort Lewis College, even as higher education nationwide reports enrollment declining during the pandemic. The Durango Herald reports Fort Lewis is attributing the success to an increase of in-state students and a higher retention rate. In late August, Diné College reported enrollment fell by about 5%, with more than 1,300 students enrolled at the time. A statement from the college's enrollment director said the number still exceeded expectations, as the college planned for only 1,000 students. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are being spent on advertising in the race for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee is investing more than $600,000 to support Diane Mitch Bush in her race against Republican Lauren Boebert in the 3rd Congressional District. The ads are expected to run through mid-October. The Conservative Club for Growth has invested over $800,000 in ad time for Boebert. The House Republican campaign arm hasn't invested in the race yet, but a spokesperson says they are working with Boebert and are confident she will be elected. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The congressional district includes southwest Colorado and stretches across the western slope. This is KSJD News.